When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. I'm here to recap Sunday's action on the diamond and get you ready for the All-Star break. It's going to be great. We finally reached the All-Star break, a little over halfway through the season. Been a wild season, to say the least, and we'll get you caught up on that later this week. But let's talk about Sunday's action on the diamond. The Marlins, they officially optioned Yuri Perez to the minors, saying they're going to manage his innings, quote-unquote. Before the season, Perez's most innings pitched in a year was 78. He already has thrown 84 into third innings this season between AA and the bigs. They said they're going to move Perez between AA and AAA to limit his outings and innings, like 3 to 4 inning outings, so something like that. I don't know. There's a lot of great discussion on Twitter about why not let him do this in the bigs, like have an opener and then have him throw 3 or 4 innings after the opener and do that and help their team try to win baseball games. But it seems like there may be service time manipulation behind this. Who knows? But Yuri Perez will be back later this season because the Marlins are making a run. He's just going to use some of his innings up in the minors right now. So it's a very, very confusing situation for one of the best young pitchers in baseball. Philadelphia Phillies, they placed Jose Alvarado on the IL with left elbow inflammation, similar to the injury that Alvarado suffered earlier this season that put him on the IL. And the Phillies said this time they're going to take it even slower to get Alvarado back. He's pretty much a drop in all formats, barring the deepest of deepest leagues. Ryan Mountcastle, he was activated from the IL on Sunday and said he finally feels like a normal human being again, that he was experiencing vertigo symptoms before actually being diagnosed with vertigo that put him on the IL. Mountcastle said it was a major impact in his early season struggles and that he's ready to get back on track to helping the Orioles compete for the AL East this season. Max Fried, he made his first rehab appearance in AAA Gwinnett on Sunday through an inning and a third, 35 pitches, which is great, ramping up here. Fried had 2 walks, 1 strikeout, and most importantly, this is all we want to see, the velocity is in line with the norm for Max Fried. So he had the off-speed pitches working. If you look at, you can find video all over Twitter. The 1 strikeout he had was a dirty, dirty off-speed pitch. So that was great to see. But all in all, good stuff there from Max Fried. The Royals, they made a handful of moves on Sunday. Ryan Yarbrough, if you remember, he was hit in the face by line drive. Very, very scary situation. Put him on the 60-day IL. He was activated and pitched on Sunday. Threw well in his start on Sunday. Edward Olivares was placed on the IL with an oblique injury. Hopefully nothing too serious. There's a ton of oblique injuries these days. Pretty crazy stuff there. Samad Taylor was recalled from AAA to take Olivares' spot on the roster, the speedster Mr. Taylor. And then Amir Garrett was DFA'd to activate Yarbrough. Tommy Pham, he left Sunday's game with groin tightness. Tommy Pham is one of the hottest hitters in all of baseball over the last month and a half or so. But it was a weird headline and read into it a little more. He left with groin tightness, but says he feels great after the game. So don't expect Pham to miss any time with this one. A scary one. Kyle Freeland left Sunday's game with a dislocated non-throwing shoulder that he suffered after diving for a bunt. Freeland was dealing against the Giants. Giants won 1-0. We'll get to more of that later. But Freeland was looking really, really good. No strikeouts, but being very, very, very dominant on the mound. He was down in pain for a while on the ground before getting helped off the field by trainers. This is like a nasty dislocation. We'll see, though. Maybe he was just in the moment and they'll work on it and get him back, but not good for Kyle Freeland. Xander Bogaerts, we know he's been dealing with wrist injuries and issues throughout the season. He had took some time off, came back playing a little better. Apparently, this has been an injury that's lingered with him for a couple seasons now, but he's already had 1 cortisone shot. He received a 2nd cortisone shot on Sunday. This was planned. That was the plan after the game on Sunday. Give him a cortisone shot. All-Star break coming up. Bogaerts says this should be all he'll need. He'll be good to go for the rest of the season. Time will tell. The Los Angeles Dodgers, they optioned struggling Miguel Vargas to AAA on Sunday. It should have happened a long time ago. The young bat Vargas has been struggling, hitting 195, 7 homers, 3 steals, over 304 plate appearances. He wasn't playing every day. He needs to get his mind right in AAA before coming back and hopefully helping the Dodgers and, more importantly, your fantasy rosters in the second half of the season. Yordan Alvarez, we've mentioned he's been ramping up batting practice and all that good stuff. He will officially start a rehab assignment after the All-Star break. Hopefully, there's no set timetable yet. Let's hope for just a few games and he's back. But I would imagine we don't get him back this next weekend when we start after the All-Star break. I'm thinking probably the following weekend the Astros will have him back in the lineup. And the Pittsburgh Pirates, the MLB draft took place on Sunday after the games ended. And the Pirates, they selected Paul Skenes from LSU, one of the top pitching prospects we've seen in a long, long time, with the number one pick in the draft. So that'll be fun to see. And coverage from the wonderful, talented people at Pitcherlist will have you covered on the MLB draft in the coming days. All right, everybody. It's almost time. It's about to close. It's real close. Underdog Fantasy, folks. We've been promoting the 7th inning stretch tournament. It's great. It's awesome. I don't know what you're waiting for here. It ends. The drafts end right after the All-Star break. The games, the tournament starts July 14th. So you got to get in there. You got to get drafting where you can build your team, compete against your friends for up to $150,000 in total prizes. The best part about Underdog best ball formats is you don't have to worry about anything. Once you draft your team, it's all set. No waivers, no trades, none of that. And they pick your best players for your best roster for the best points each and every week. The 7th inning stretch is a 4-round tournament. Starts with the 12-person groups in round 1 that you draft with. Ends with 134 people in your final group in round 4. And the competition keeps getting more and more intense the farther you go. And with code PITCHERLIST, PITCHERLIST, all one word, you'll receive a 100% deposit match up to $100. And it's only $7 to enter the 7th inning stretch. Coincidence? I think not. So you should really go check it out over at Underdog Fantasy. Use promo code PITCHERLIST, PITCHERLIST, for that 100% deposit match up to $100. There is a sign-up link in the description of the show, so make sure you go check that out. And just be ready right after the All-Star break. This thing's booming, ready to roll, July 14th. So get into the action. What are you waiting for? Visit the link in the episode description. Use promo code PITCHERLIST and receive a 100% deposit match up to $100. Join us in the 7th inning stretch tournament and experience the thrill of fantasy baseball like never before on Underdog. You must be 18 or over and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates, 19 or over in Alabama and Nebraska, 21 and over in Massachusetts and Arizona. Terms apply. If you're concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. In New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. And in Tennessee, call 1-800-889-9789. All right, some of your hitting highlights from Sunday. Manny Machado went 2-for-4 with 2 home runs, 2 runs scored, and 5 RBIs. We all know the Padres kind of got off to a slow start to the season. They're starting to get clicking a little bit here over the last month or so. And on the season now, Machado heads into the All-Star break, hitting 261, 15 homers, 41 runs, 49 RBIs, and 3 stolen bases. No one would be shocked if we get a 30-home run season, 100 runs, 100 RBIs, maybe 7-8 stolen bases from Manny Machado when things are all said and done. Masataka Yoshida finished off his first half of his MLB career in a big way with a combo meal. He went 2-for-4 with a home run, 2 runs scored, an RBI, and a stolen base for Yoshida. He is loving life in the States here playing in the major leagues. In the first half of the season, Yoshida's hitting 316 with 10 home runs, 47 runs scored, 44 RBIs, and 6 stolen bases. And a lot of that action's picked up after his latest injury situation. So the last 3-4 weeks, he's been hitting really, really well. And then Brian De La Cruz, this is a guy that ended the 2022 season in a big way that got kind of hopes up for 2023. Kind of a rocky, inconsistent start to the season. He's got it going of late, and on Sunday, De La Cruz went 4-for-4 with a double, a homer, 2 runs, and 2 RBIs. On the season now, Brian De La Cruz is hitting 279 with 10 homers, 40 runs scored, 49 RBIs, and 3 stolen bases. Not too shabby for a late-round pick in your fantasy drafts. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on pitcherlist.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Sunday. Logan Webb, I mentioned we come back to this game. Logan Webb, complete game shutout. Allowed 7 hits, no walks, and 10 strikeouts. The 10 strikeouts is big for Webb. He either has big strikeout games or a ton of ground ball games, sometimes both. Sunday was both for Logan Webb, who had 14 whiffs and a 34% CSW as he had things working in a big way. so far in the first half through 19 games started for Logan Webb. 3.14 ERA, 2.92 xFIP with 127 Ks and 126 innings pitched, as he has looked the part as the Giants' ace. Joe Musgrove, we've talked about him a lot on this show because for a few reasons. Started the year late because of the toe injury, and then he was scuffling, and then he had the weird arm issue that he's going to deal with all season. But he's been really good since he's kind of gotten locked in. On Sunday, Musgrove, 6 shutout innings with 3 hits, no walks, and 7 Ks against the Mets. He had 13 whiffs and a 39% CSW. Over his last 9 starts, Musgrove's really felt at 55 and a third innings, 11 earned runs, and 54 strikeouts, looking like the Joe Musgrove we've all come to appreciate. Then Logan Gilbert, 7 innings pitched, 1 earned, 3 hits, no walks, 6 Ks in Houston on Sunday. Big, big boy stuff to finish out the first half. Gilbert had 18 whiffs and a 31% CSW. Over his last 2 starts to finish out the first half, Gilbert, 16 innings pitched, 1 earned run, really getting things done. And on the season, Gilbert has a 3.66 ERA over 18 games started with a 3.68 xFIP, 106 Ks, and 108 and a third innings pitched. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from your Sunday. Kenley Jansen racked up save number 19 on the season. I gave you my diatribe on Kenley last week about how he just consistently puts it up. He's going to get you 30-plus saves again, barring an injury. This is what Kenley Jansen does. It's pretty impressive stuff. Albert Alzolay picked up his 7th save of the season. He continues to cement his role as the Cubs' lead man in the back of that bullpen. Scott Barlow picked up his 11th save of the year for the Kansas City Royals. Jordan Romano stays atop or near the top of the saves list in the American League with his 26th save of the season. Paul Sewald picked up his 17th save for the Mariners behind Logan Gilbert. Devin Williams picked up his 20th save of the season for the Milwaukee Brewers. And then David Bednar picked up his 17th save of the season for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, before we take a look at the All-Star action, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
All right, welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Intrican, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Monday, we have the Home Run Derby. 8 men enter, 1 will leave. It's a fun-filled bracket we got going on here. 6 American League hitters, 2 National League hitters. On the left side of the bracket, the number one seed, Luis Robert, heads off against Adley Rutschman. And then the winner of that will face the winner of Adelis Garcia and Randy Arozarena. That's going to be a fun one there. On the right side of the bracket, you got the two-time defending champion, Pete Alonso, the number 2 seed, going up against J-Rod Julio Rodriguez, the 7th seed. And the winner of that matchup will face Mookie Betts and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. That should be a doozy because Vlad has put on great shows in his time in the Derby, just has been out-dueled in the end by Alonso. Even though one of the years Alonso won, Vlad was clearly, at least appeared to many, the better home run hitter. It's a fun-filled bracket. We look at the odds on this one. You got Pete Alonso as the favorite. Vlad Guerrero Jr. is slightly behind him, and Luis Robert's 3rd on the list. And goes J-Rod, Adelis, Arozarena, Betts, and Rutschman. That seems pretty fair. I know a lot of people that do place bets on these things are liking the value on Luis Robert at plus 500 because most will go to Alonso. Vlad's got his fun there. If you want an outside shot, though, I think Adelis Garcia is quite interesting. Going up there against Arozarena, Garcia's got a ton of pop in that bat, of course. They all do. That's why they're in the Home Run Derby. But it should be a ton of fun to watch this one play out on Monday night. On Tuesday, you get the All-Star game. You got the best of the best or close to the best of the best, barring injuries and whatnot, for the American League and the National League. The American League's had a stranglehold on this thing for the most part for years now. So we'll see how this one plays out up in Seattle. Should be a fun game. Got a bunch of young stars out there. Enjoy it. Have some fun. Hopefully it doesn't end in a tie. Just kidding. But it'll be a good time. Hopefully no one gets hurt. That's the biggest thing. And then we have a couple days off before we get back to action. So that means I'll have a couple days off before we get back to action on the First Pitch podcast. It's been a pleasure talking to you guys on the first half of the season here. Looking forward to a strong second half. I hope the fantasy goodness continues our way and we get some more great baseball. And you know what? PitcherList will have you covered the whole time. Ton of great content over at PitcherList.com, podcasts, written content, and more. And then if you want to really help the cause and you want to go deeper in your knowledge of fantasy baseball, PL Plus and PL Pro. You will not regret it. It gets you in the Discord, gets you more amazing tools and content, and there's a lot more cool stuff that Nick Pollock and the gang is building at pitcherlist.com that gets you right in the door with PL Plus and PL Pro. So I highly recommend checking it all out. But I'll do it, folks. Another episode in the books. I'll be back later this week to get you ready for the second half of the baseball season. But for now, this was your First Pitch podcast, Monday, July 10th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.